And welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is hot as Hades in the state of Maryland. I feel like I'm in Texas, but I'm not.
No, you don't.
Wish I was. How are you, Chief? How's it in Texas, Chief?
Well, Texas is short one person, as our uncle has left us.
Ah, very true. Condolences to your family.
Indeed.
Yep, and so we can only hope that it does say in the good book that he will have mercy on who he wills, and we definitely need that.
Well, you know, I was kind of having this conversation about your uncle, and I thought to myself, you know, it's very possible that you did make it through to him before the very end. So you won't know until you see him again, right?
Or I don't.
Or you don't. Well, yeah, that's true.
Because it says there's a veil and one side doesn't see the other, but the other side does see. And it's like that. Isn't that the worst? You see all these people partying and you are not at a party.
Well, yeah. Sure. They drive angry, they use TV sets.
What?
Did you ever see the movie Drive Angry?
No.
I don't remember that one. But that's okay. Really? You tell.
Okay, so
the Nicolas Cage
movie? It is.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
So Nicolas Cage is a very, 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 very bad man. But he loves his daughter. He is killed because he's a very, very bad man. He ends up in hell. And he finds out that his daughter's caught up in a cult. And she gives birth to a child and is killed by the cult leader. And they're going to use the child as some great sacrifice to do nefarious things. He literally
did that on a Scooby-Doo episode.
Really?
Yes, Scooby was going to be the sacrifice, and he thought it was a good thing.
Oh, okay. I thought Scrappy-Doo would be great, but personally.
Scrappy was the one who was going to sacrifice. How are you today, Goon?
We've gotten into Drive Angry. I haven't even said my hellos yet.
Hello. I'm doing fine, and Showcat is very excited because she missed the show last week.
Well, I was down in the bunker hiding out because you guys disappeared.
Well, I disappeared this week because I had a family thing up in Vermont.
Yes, there's been a lot of these things lately.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Is it because we're getting old?
Maybe. I know for my I was at a celebration of my cousin's life. My wife's cousin. So my cousin, too.
Sure. If you like him, they're your cousin. If you don't like him...
Who can say? I like this lady a lot. Now, politically, she and I did not align.
Where were you?
Vermont.
Well, okay. You know.
But it did not matter, because this was a woman you could talk to about your differences, and she would listen and discuss in an intelligent, non-shouting way. And I learned
she'd probably have gotten canceled by those with the same letter after her and after their name.
That may be, but she didn't care. For example, she was big on preserving green spaces in her town, and she, in fact, donated most of the property she owned to the South Burlington Land Trust, I think is the name of the organization. And folks, if I got that wrong, I apologize, because I really support you. What I didn't know was I thought she found this organization and kind of joined it and decided it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that isn't exactly true. She founded the organization.
And what was it called, you said?
The South Burlington Land Trust.
We learn things here.
We do. We're big on that.
And you know, I think it's a wonderful thing that she did. And she... what she believed in, she supported, and she supported it 100%, mind, body, soul, and treasure. Her church, the things that she cared about. And I really admired her for that, and she had a sense of humor that you gentlemen I know will like. So she was also president for many years of the Vermont Historical Society. Mm-hmm. Would that be the Vermont Historic Society? I'm not sure. Anyway, She was president when they won an award and got to go to, that is her. That is.
I will be including the link in.
You're welcome. Please do.
Sure thing.
That is my cousin, Sarah. So.
And for those of you trying to figure out, no, the Goon's last name is not that. So there you go.
Right. Right. Nor is Hurricane's, actually. But
I know.
It's a long story.
It's a 40-minute show.
Yeah. And a friend of mine who I attended Taekwondo with here now lives in Burlington, Vermont. And I had called him to say, you know, I'm up here for a celebration of a life, and maybe we can get to have dinner. And he goes, you know, it's a family thing. Your time's not going to be your own. And he was right.
Mm-hmm.
But when I called him back to tell him he was right, he said to me, is your cousin this lady, Sarah? I went, yeah. He goes, you know, she's kind of a big deal here in South Burlington. I honestly had no idea. So the Vermont Historical Society gets this award. They're going to be getting it from Laura Bush at the White House.
Mm.
And she's the president, so she's going to accept it on behalf of the organization. And she calls me and says, hey, my friend Jim and I are going to be in town and we're going to be having dinner. Why don't you and your wife come and have dinner with me? Well, Hurricane couldn't, but I could, so I went. And it was a lovely evening. And I'm talking to her pal Jim, who, honestly, nice man.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously nice guy. Interesting. We're having, you know, normal people conversation. And now I'm, you know, thinking of the movie Office Space. Mm-hmm. So, Jim, what would you say you do around here?
What did Jim do, Goon?
He says, well, Goon, I'm the governor of Vermont. And I look over at my dear, sweet, I thought, innocent cousin who is smirking at me with a big grin. And I'm like, I cannot believe you pranked me. I cannot believe it. And you know what else I learned at the funeral? You know what her middle name was?
Lee.
Lee?
Sarah Lee.
Awesome.
How did I miss this? Every time I saw her, I could say, well, no, nobody doesn't like you.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's a commercial. I'm not even sure Chief remembers.
It's old. It was about pies, right?
Nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee.
It was food related, so I know.
She would have been the Danish queen on the podcast for the last 8 years. She would have been.
Yeah.
I would have used every opportunity to prank her back, and I never got the chance. But oh my goodness, how often do you fill a church on a Friday morning? In Burlington, Vermont, no less.
Only if they're doing really, really good wine with the host.
I tell you what, there were people here of all ages. Unfortunately, Sarah only has four first cousins that survived her, my wife being one of them. And my wife was the only one who could come. So that was nice. She told that story on me and all the Vermonters laughed.
Did Showcat go?
Showcat did not go, but she thinks it's funny too, as you can hear.
And each opportunity to make fun of my human, keep them in their place.
She's like, right now I am putting, because I know it's allergy season, and I don't know about you, Crutch, but I'm suffering.
I'm having heat stroke, but I'm okay with the nose. Yeah.
Showcat has decided that it's time to shed and to leave all that fur on me.
Well, because you're not here suit enough? What?
I don't know. I don't know what I've done. I left her. I left her.
Well, yeah.
And
here,
even
there's something to remember me by.
You know, you left me, and it's like, you know, I left her in a house that was quiet, because the Canine Protective Force was elsewhere.
Yes, we could tell they're home.
I'm sure you heard them, because I could hardly hear you from hearing them.
I'm guessing there was a molecule moving outside?
Something happened.
That's normally how it goes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. She didn't forget the food. I brought it home.
Ooh.
Did you send her back out for it?
This is why I said not to.
I might have to lock down the bunker.
Where's my food?
It's in the refrigerator.
Right where I left it.
Somebody put it there. Maybe it was Doug.
You need to tell people what we're talking about because everybody's officially lost at this point.
Yes. When I came home...
This might be the last thing you hear from Goon, so enjoy
it. It's true. Hurricane had moved my computer and I couldn't find it, and I called and complained to her.
She's out eating somewhere.
Yes, she was out eating at a restaurant. A friend of ours also had a death in the family this week. So the swimming with the fish death curse continues. And I was at her, the house she grew up in. It was her dad, because she wants to put in a Simply Safe system because it's not in a great neighborhood and she wants to secure it. And I said, fine, I'll come and do an evaluation for you. You can order it all. And then Friday I'll come and install it for you. She said, well, I want to take you out to dinner. Okay. You know, you don't have to, but I'll go. And we were trying to help her through. This is a tough time for her.
Mm-hmm. Free food has no calories.
I didn't know that. Thank you for telling me. And when I left to come and do the show, I couldn't find any of my equipment. So I called Hurricane. She said, I'll come home and tell you where it is. And I said, don't come. It'll be too late. And I found enough equipment, as you can hear, to get going.
You sound lovely.
Thank you. And she said, well, I forgot my food, so I'm going back to the restaurant. And I went, okay, but I told you not to come.
They're probably now an entirely new batch for her.
You know, I hope she orders that. She ordered strawberry shortcake, and I only got a little bit. So if
more
she orders,
fridge.
If she,
yeah. You know, if you want some,
you know, if it's
going to be your last meal, you might as well enjoy it.
Maybe shut the heck up would be appropriate, you know.
So, if this were in my family, a mistake was made. There are not enough people to incriminate me. You eat the food, you pretend it didn't happen, and you wait to see the fallout.
I use the Top Gear Jeremy Clarkson approach. Well, let's not argue about who shot who, shall we?
Oh my goodness!
So if I don't see you past Wednesday,
yo.
Yeah, the swimming with the fish death count will have
taken a mighty turn.
And then over the weekend on my trip, I went to as you have spelled it here on our show notes, I went to Connecticut.
Because that's how I spell it.
Yep. And we decided to stop and visit Hurricane
Sister.
Oh,
I got extra T in there, don't I?
Yeah, and I think there's an I out of place, too.
Connect I cut, right? Yeah, it's the T and the I words.
C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-C-T. Connecticut. It means long winding river that the white people use and we don't.
That's a lot of words.
In Algonquin. It's a compact language. You're welcome. So my wife wanted to stop and see her sister and it's like halfway. So rather than doing the 10-hour drive in both directions, 2 days apart. I'm like, well, okay. And then her sister said, by the way, I have an extra ticket for Sunday night or for Saturday night at a Casting Crowns. They're a Christian music group. Why don't you come with me? She goes, what's the husband going to do? She goes, she's going to hang out with my husband and do boy things. And so we did that.
And what's the first thing the boys did?
Got a jug of brown liquor.
Sat inside of a RV.
Yeah. Do you remember our discussion of the bus that looks like a swimming bobber? And I said it doesn't look that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That is because my brother-in-law, the electrician, has done some work on it. And now it's sort of olive drab.
So he's getting ready for the coming war.
Yeah, and there are six bunks inside, a shower, a sink. It doesn't have
gun
the
rack.
Full toilet. Doesn't have the full toilet yet because he has to figure out how to safely mount all the tanks and where to put them. This is a
Tank Schmank hole in the floor.
He told me that it was the bus because it used to be a Bloodmobile. Mm. It's closest to a Bluebird TM 2000.
Okay.
Because he's had
it's
to
better
get
part- than the TM 1000, which couldn't manifest weapons.
Yeah, it's got a big diesel engine.
I'll be back.
and so he has it hooked up not only to solar panels to charge the batteries when he's mm-hmm. not there, but he uses it as his man cave. Gentlemen, imagine when you were a boy, the best tree fort you could come up with.
Then put it on wheels.
This is better. I was having so much fun, I called Crutch and talked with him for a little while, Chief. And he got to meet the electrician. Did you not?
I did. And Al is a wonderful human being. And it was a wonderful time. And hope he's listening to the show. I think we made a convert.
I hope so. Because right after we were done talking to you, he goes, do you want to go for a ride? I need to go get fuel. And I'm like, yes.
Can I hang on the roof?
Oh my God, the door to the front, you know, it has one of those like a school bus door opening,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
except that it's all bungee corded together because sometimes when you're driving, it opens.
That's awkward.
Not if you want to yeet somebody out of the door.
Do you have a desire to eat someone there, Goon?
Were you talking to Goonchild and she used it and now this is your thing?
Yes. Yes.
Eating a Ohio thing?
No, it is a younger person
thing. It's a younger person thing. I would have never heard that term were it not for Goonchild. However,
the noise that that the person makes, basically.
It's you're getting tossed, thrown, you know. It actually was submitted to Webster's Dictionary because they people under 30, that is what they're saying. And I only know it because of my kids. But the way that they say it, it sounds like a sound effect. And I'm like, come on, guys. We taught you English for a reason. Please use it.
How do we spell that?
Like, why? Yeah.
Double E?
Uh-huh.
That is correct.
Okay. Because Y-E-A-T seems to be a rapper or somebody. Yeah. Yeet is slang for that functions broadleaf to mean to throw. Okay. There you go. Ooh, and it's on the Merriam-Webster page. Well, hell.
I told you. I mean, I just got through telling you that.
So check this one out. I pop up the Merriam-Webster page for yeet. And Malwarebytes pops up and says, yeah, this page is kind of sketchy. I'm like, Merriam-Webster?
Yeah. You'd be surprised with the ads.
I'm at a loss for words.
I can give you a better loss for words.
Loss?
Tell you what happened later in the evening when I, after we got back from fueling the bus.
Mm-hmm.
We both got tired, and the ladies weren't home from the concert yet, so I texted Hurricane and said, just meet me back at the hotel. And I went to the hotel, and I went to sleep, and 2:30 in the morning, the phone rang.
Who was on the other end?
Who was there?
The night man at the front desk.
The night manager.
Why?
The show.
And he kept quizzing Hurricane about, who is this? Who is this? The goon was not amused, and I lost my cherub-like demeanor.
Those little wings next to your ears just went poof.
They did. And I went downstairs wearing my grumpy pajama bottoms and a t-shirt that says, I don't do mornings.
And what time is it again?
Just about 3 a.m.
That's in the morning.
In the morning.
Perfect.
And we're leaving early to drive back here to be with all of you.
Aw.
And I started when I got off the elevator in a voice that would penetrate steel. It was louder than the bridge coming down in Baltimore.
Well, now.
And I intimidated him because he immediately looked down. And I hate that when young people do it. It's especially Gen Zers do this. And I go, you're a man. Look me in the eye.
Now, I wow. respect, luckily, I didn't get trouble for misgendering him.
I said, I have respect for you. Now look me in the eye, even though I'm pissed off. Well, I was only trying to get, and the family he was trying to get a room for is standing right there. And I'm like, don't blame them. And I went, I want to talk to the manager. He's not here. Then give me your name. He doesn't want to do it. I go, your business card now. Give me your name. Write it down on a piece of paper. And he does. And I said, we'll talk later. And I march away. I get up to the room. And the poor kid was so rattled. He wrote down Larry.
Just Larry.
Yeah. And I started to feel a little bad.
No.
I realized something. Larry may not have been, he didn't do the right thing. He was trying to, well, is the room occupied? You have a point of sale system for that. But apparently their point of sale system's a POS.
I've heard many POSs are POSs.
So here's what I don't get. I do help for hotels and the sort.
Did you hire Larry?
If you call a number and someone answers, that's usually the indication that someone is there.
Right. Hang up. That's what I would have done, or gone, Bob? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's 2:30 in the morning and I called the wrong number. Please, please forgive me. Good night. Click.
Yeah. So there are lots of good opportunities, none of which he chose. So
he didn't know any of them. And I went back downstairs and said, okay, I'm not going to yell at you anymore. Where's your procedure? Don't you have a procedure book? No. You mean they put you on night duty and that you haven't been trained? He goes, no. Now, my nephew, Al's son, used to work there.
Mm.
So I know the managers were worthless a long time ago because he and I talked. And I said, your manager's the idiot for not doing that. So showed him how to use the point of sale system.
You showed him how to use it?
He didn't know. This guy was, he needed some help.
Yeah.
And remember, I had intimidated the crap out of him, so I had to make it up by using?
Yes, your infinite supply of charisma.
And it worked.
Yes.
He felt, so I said, I'm not going to call the manager. Just don't do that again. My wife is ticked off. And I'm going to have to go fix that. And I was mad because I was not looking forward to that.
Right. Okay. Goon is the nice one. If Hurricane had come down, they'd have found him in the backyard in a shallow grave.
I doubt they'd have found him.
Well, sure. She's pretty good.
Connecticut River's flooding in that area, and she would have just
whoosh. Yeet.
What happened? I don't know.
My goodness.
I don't know. There's nobody manning the desk right now.
In my day, we defenestrated. Nowadays, they yeet.
Right through the window.
Sounds like what's going on upstairs right now. Hurricane must be back.
Hopefully you got rid of the other.
We're going to have ringside seats to this one, Chief.
The evidence is gone. The bunker is sealed.
Wait a second. You threw away the food?
No.
Oh, how were the evidence
gone? I hid it.
Oh, okay. In the fridge.
I hid it. Showcat and I will take care of it later.
That's
about 11 o'clock tonight. Oh, God, I feel terrible.
But she's my pal. She'll help me.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sure CPF will look away any other evidence that may be left.
They're like these guys in the John Wick movies. They no gold coins. We'll just clean up the mess for you.
Yep. Yeah, that was special. Very special. Let's see what else. Would you like to guess how much the toll is on the New Jersey Turnpike to go from the Delaware Memorial Bridge to the George Washington Bridge, the entire length? I'll give you a hint. It used to be, when I started traveling that way in the 80s, it was like $4 or $5. And it's risen over the years, as you would expect. And the last time I did it was a couple of years ago, like right before the pandemic, and it was $11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any guesses? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller?
113.
30?
21.
21. Okay, so I just did a quick calculation. $5.85 is worth about $14.60 now. So even inflation can't cover that ridiculous amount.
Exactly. And it's not...
By another half.
Right. And it's not posted anywhere if you use Easy Pass, which I do, now that it got it working in the Goonmobile.
Mm.
You must just put the Easy Pass in the proper location specified in your operator's manual. Yeah?
I couldn't get mine activated sitting here on my desk.
You can't get your transmission to work right now.
Well, there's that too. So, yeah, well, we'll get
to I've talked
that.
Enough. You go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, Saturday started out wonderful. I was, the whole family was home, and we were going to go pick up Grandma, our number one fan, and take her out to this lovely little place for brunch down in Annapolis, Maryland. And about halfway through the ride, I hear the klaxon go off. And now I've had little yellow indicators come up like lower tire pressure or something like that. Those are, you know, those are important, but they're yellow, you know. When they come up red, you go, huh, this might be really important. It says, transmission fault, service immediately. So I push the little K button, make it stop whining through my car. I don't feel anything different. It's like everything seems to be running just fine. Felt fine, you know. Now, I am at this point equidistant from number one fan and the Ford dealership. And I'm like, well, you know what? Let's just run this thing into the ground. I continued on. We took number one fan's car to the restaurant. That's a whole separate story I'll get to in a bit. We're there for about 2 hours. Get back to where number one fan lives. And we get in our car and the signal's gone off. The indicator is gone. Car isn't making any noises out of the ordinary. Drive all the way home. I figure I'll call my local Ford dealership. That's Apple Ford in Columbia, Maryland. Well, at least it was my dealership.
Would you like me to go over there and speak to them?
No, I don't want anybody to go over there and speak to them.
I have a
literally
recommendation.
No one. I mean, I would, if everybody in the planet stopped speaking to them, I'd be happy. So I called them all day Saturday and never could get anybody to answer the phone. You know, automatic answer, select two for service, service rings seven times, rolls back to the main menu. Rinse and repeat. So I said, well, I'll just go first thing Monday morning. So I get there, and I get there at 7 o'clock when they open. So I'm already an hour late for work. And I walk up to the counter, and I explain what's going on. Guy looks at me and goes, well, if you can leave it for the next 2 weeks, we might be able to get to it. I'm sorry. Right. And he says,
golly, golly, that's helpful.
Yeah, he says, we only have one transmission guy.
You have a son named Larry? I'm sorry, Larry. You know what? You know what? He turned out to be a nice guy. So,
just not too bright.
Freaking believable.
Maybe not.
Yeah. So,
but he did put together a gift bag for Hurricane and I the next morning with an apology note in it. So nothing is going to happen to Larry.
Well, unless his boss listens to our show.
No, because he apologized.
He apologized. So there's no report of it. And there are many hotels in South Glastonbury.
How many have a Larry?
How do you know that was his real name?
How do I know your real name?
You don't.
There's that.
Well, the government documents do kind of state who you are.
What government? Which government?
Hey,
is it really
so
a, is it you really
got a warrant.
Government?
We saw the movie Civil War.
Really?
My son saw it twice.
Did you pay for
was
it?
Was terrible.
So here's the funny thing.
It's funny.
The statement that the person made, being Nick Offerman, were actually accurate. they took statements that both the current president and past president has said and made this person say both of them. Mm-hmm. So you didn't know which, there was no political leaning thing. And here's what I like the most. So we're in this state, the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. They changed the script so that instead of the Western forces being Colorado and basically the Northwest, the Western forces was Texas and California, a two-star flag. And in the beginning, the, you know, Offerman being the president said, you know, the forces of Texas are being decimated. And he was like, he must not know Texans or something like that. The guy says it in the theater, in which the theater starts clapping. And then he goes through it, and basically, if this was, it turns out that at any point, if it's not remotely accurate whatsoever, there are accurate parts. Like basically, as soon as the rule of law is gone, it's every man for himself. That's what we devolve into.
Sure.
And you get off, you get off the beaten path, and they went into West Virginia, and you can just imagine what West Virginia is like. So. Just take the worst stereotypes of West Virginia, and that's what they ran into.
Let me walk over here and get my rifle next to me, just in case.
Yeah, so it's in the trailer when they said, we're American, and he says, what kind of American? And that's when they were in West Virginia. So, and I wasn't sure what's going to happen. But then when I saw the needless violence, I was like, I know what kind of person this guy is. They never outright said it. They just, when you saw the pile of bodies, You got the picture. And that was the whole point. The end point was that reporters are stupid, and not reporters, the photojournalists are stupid. And you saw the dumb things that they continually did. And you saw how the other people trying to save their life, you know, were throwing it away because the people were to get the shot, to do the thing, to grab the story, to blah, 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 whatever that case was. So that was the main thing of it. And it just so happened that, you know, the United States was going into a civil war. And so it was a little misleading, but there you have it. And
so and I also, here's a fun little fact that I just generated because I can do math. If you take the number of armed citizens in the state of Texas, they are the second largest army in the world.
Well,
there's 1.6 million armed citizens in Texas.
You're ruining the movie because that's...
What? Really?
Well, again, you think about it. What would it take for California and Texas to join forces? And at that
point, a land bridge.
Now you have the Lord.
I'm sorry. That's my problem right there is how do Texas and California join forces if they don't join a border? They would have to eat up everything in between too, right? Wouldn't they?
There was nothing in between. Texas became just larger.
Oh, okay, so we're talking borders have changed. Got it.
Yeah, any way you slice it, it's like this is why.
So is it Texafornia or Calassus?
No. No, it's the Republic of Texas and the Republic of California.
Oh, okay.
Or Second Republic of Texas. And the point was...
It's Texas 2!
Texas squared. They do a lot of square dancing.
The questions that people would ask is something that Texas would never ask.
Huh.
It's like, and again, this was just in the trailer... When he says, you know, they're trying to kill us, so we're trying to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, do you know who they are? And he says, ah, so you're retarded. And then he asks the girl, and he says, who's in there? A person trying to kill you. And he just looks at the guy and goes back to what he was trying to do.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds like it was a good movie, though. I was a little concerned because, you know, perfect timing for, you know, everybody's, oh, we're going to have another January 6th if Trump gets back in.
Yeah, once again.
No, democracy dies.
Right. Every time I read the Wall Street Journal and New York Times and the Washington Post.
Well, you won't find any truth in there.
No, some of the best fiction.
This is why we need a Congress like the Republic of Georgia. Because at that point, I would pay to watch to see what happens. Who's gonna run their mouth?
Yeah, you take it off of C-SPAN, put it on pay-per-view.
Oh my goodness, yes.
You hear like the John Cena intro music and someone comes off the top rope because that man had no clue. And then you just have it.
Can I just state that we're getting crazily close to Idiocracy?
We may have passed that point.
I think so. I just don't know what the product is that replaces their water. It has what plants crave.
So we already have a president, not sure. And he's not the smartest person. So.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's an understatement because he said the economy is doing great. It's just people's perceptions.
Right. It's not that you're on fire. It's just that you see flames in the mirror.
Well, yeah, one of my friends sent out a meme with the world's most expensive vehicle to drive right now.
Mm.
Grocery cart.
There's a there are two things. One is a video of a girl who says I can't buy this piece of chicken by working an hour. That means that I have to work at least an hour, and there's only 3 chicken breasts here. What is wrong with this picture? Then there's another guy who's...
You don't have a good enough job.
Well, since she's a teenager, she's not going to have a good...
No, she's not. Not in California anyway, because the industry that would have employed her is laying off people.
Robots are cheaper.
And then the next person says, I make 3 times the above the poverty level, and I am slowly losing money. And will not be able to survive. And then I have a picture of my nephew who's getting his hand held by VP Harris. And they're all smiling together because she was at a graduation party for Las Vegas.
Yikes.
And my brother...
I would have sent a bottle of disinfectant.
He will troll his own family, saying he forgot his MAGA hat. Just a driver's party. It's always next time.
I don't know. The way POTUS is going, there may not be much more next times.
No,
the day he wakes up, I think they go, hallelujah.
They'll be back in Nevada. That's all I'm saying. Because I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't care. Like I was telling the person who is going to be doing our well, you know, like the world is going to burn, and we're going to be out here. Whether we notice it or not is the amount of people that show up. And getting our own water. And have you seen the amount of new filtration systems that they have put together? Mm-mm. So you guys know about reverse osmosis?
I do.
I try not to do it unless it's on a Saturday.
Have you heard of ultrafilter?
No.
No.
So reverse osmosis takes everything out of the water, right?
So, but it's very slow.
Right. And so you need a tank, a reservoir tank, so that as you're forcing it through all the membranes, you actually get something. But... you have no minerals. You have nothing that water normally contains.
Right.
So the ultra filter puts it through like tons of sediment, and then it sends it through UV light, and then it puts it through a strainer. And so now you're supposed to get water with all of its nutrients again.
Neat.
And they're like, and you will pay for it. So we were looking at the prices.
The prices are arrows.
No, the prices are as much as the well itself. So I figured we're going to, like I was telling Crutch before.
Oh my God, 0.01 microns?
Yep.
Wow.
So basically undetectable at that point. But we're liquidating everything, and we're just going all out because we kind of don't expect things to be around. So like, why not?
You gonna have a vehicle that runs on wood?
No. The funny thing is, the other big thing that everyone around here is a mechanic. So if you take a diesel truck and you put a 1978 four banger engine inside it, then you will have something with no electronics. So when other bad stuff happens, your vehicle will still run.
That's true. There won't be any problem with the air burst, will there?
Yeah, and
or being
tracked. They were trying to explain how the ignition works, and they basically said you need that initial spark which you can create from anything, and then the heat will do the pressurization so you don't have spark plugs, because the chambers, you know, do all their combustion that way. And he said, basically, you could urinate in the tank and it would run off with that. Like, oh, Red Dawn. Okay. So I remember seeing it.
I prefer to steal the oil from Taco Bell, because at least that way, if you're driving behind it, you just get the money.
You smell like a French fry.
From Taco Bell?
Yeah, Taco Bell burrito.
That's true. It'd be a burrito, right? If you stole the oil from McDonald's.
Spoken like a true Pole. Like a burrito kit.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Hey.
I didn't say breakfast taco, did I?
That would make me notice.
Yeah. I met a new cousin. You might recall I said that one of my cousins got married a few weeks ago. So they live in Vermont, and I met his new bride, who is going to be perfect for our family. What a lovely, lovely woman. Her name is Catherine, and I know I like her because when I said, well, where are you from originally? She said, Jersey. I said, really? What exit? And she laughed.
And then she hit you.
No. She goes, hey, that's not funny. What do you think I do for a living? Then I went, waste management. What are you, a funny guy? Well, I like to think so.
Do I hate you?
Oh, what am I here to amuse you? Oh, wait.
I am. Good times.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. I don't want you to be right about us not being around much longer, but I don't have anything to...
Well, maybe, you know, if it gets me out of, you know, 2 or 3 years of college payments, you know.
Then you're okay with it. It's the ultimate student loan bailout.
I'm sorry, son. You're not going to college. The good news is we save the money on college. The bad news, end of the world.
The bad news is you're going to be appearing in this urn.
Ooh.
I wasn't going that far. I told my kids. You want to go to college, you figure it out your own. You know, like, the thing that I keep trying to figure out is as we grew up, we were instilled certain values through hardships and other things that we have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
They have not gone through those things.
None of them. No hardships whatsoever, pretty much.
So she's already surpassed that area. You know, she's made it out. She's doing
full-time adulting.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And
congratulations, Goon.
Al's son has had an amazing transformation. He had some challenges during the teenage years, as do we all.
Mm-hmm.
His were a little more severe, but in the last 5 years, he had steadily held a job in manufacturing there in Connecticut. And was enjoying it. Some new management came in and made some changes that he didn't really agree with. And he had never really shown much interest in working with his dad, Al, the electrician. And Al told me, in fact, right after he hung up with you, he goes, well, my son decided a while back that he came to me and said, do you think you would pay for my apprenticeship like you did for your apprentice who you just lost? He didn't retire. I think he went out to start his own business, something like that. And he basically said, well, instead of, I'm going to make up numbers, instead of $35 an hour, I'm going to pay you $25, but I'm going to cover your gas and your car payments because you'll need to drive to places. And yes, I will pay for your apprenticeship, and when it's done, you can have the business. Wow. And I can retire.
He's getting him the business.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
He's giving him an opportunity to make it on his own and do something just for him, and I'm proud of them both.
If he can make it there, he can make it anywhere.
No, this is Connecticut, not New York. We don't talk about New York.
We hates them forever.
But as I look at our clock on the wall, it seems that it's time to go, isn't it?
And now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Don't. Just don't. You know, I don't believe I've ever done the outro into the commercials. So now, here's the goon with a word from our sponsors. Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Aerodynamics of Hospitality Industry Employees by Dr. Goon. The exciting new book covering trajectory, lift, drag, and other topics required when you launch an employee that really needs it out of the lobby and into the parking lot. Now available from Happy Pole Books. And Goonchild's Old People Vocabulary Services. Teach your parents how to speak properly so they won't seem so lame. You're welcome. And Crutch's Transmission Repair, better than AMCO. It might be a problem or it might be nothing. Pay Crutch to find out. Crutchco, that's CRUTCHCO. Call them today. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.